Against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. I come on every week, folks, with bad, desperate news. This is going on, that's happening, this happened to us. America's going down the drain. But guess what? Every once in a while, we get a little bit of good news. We get a goodie that we can stash away in the back of our mind and feel good for a couple of days. Well, we've got that tonight, and there is good news. Last week, both chambers of the Virginia General Assembly approved a bill that would deny illegal aliens access to state and local public benefits, including Medicaid. That's right. The House voted 81-17 for the bill, and the Senate, which rarely votes in favor of any illegal alien restrictions, voted 27-11. Now, that's the good news. We got a little bit of bad news because we've got to see what happens when this bill heads to Governor Mark Warner, who sucks, a Democrat who in the year 2002 vetoed legislation that would have required illegal aliens to pay out-of-state rates instead of in-state rates on their tuitions. He vetoed it, folks, and that was bad news. But let's not concentrate on what may happen with Governor Mark Warner, who I say, again, sucks and has for quite a while. Let's celebrate this victory in Virginia. It's important. It is important for us to concentrate when something like this happens. It is important for us to beat our chest and understand that it's a good thing. Just like H.R. 418 was a good thing for us. And we should celebrate these victories we get. The ball is rolling. The snowball is getting bigger. We are picking up momentum. They can't beat us now. And we got them on the run. And these racist groups like Mob Def, Mecha, Lulac, La Raza, and all the rest are scared. You know why? Because we are winning. I know you want it all won in one day. Can't do it that way. You got to do a little bit at a time because it happened a little bit at a time. This bill we're talking about would require people to prove their legal presence in both local and state to local and state officials when asking for benefits. The documents they would need to prove legal presence would be the same documents required to obtain a driver's license under the law passed a few years ago. That's right. You see, folks, Virginia changed their law. I went back there and celebrated at a party with them a couple years back when they voted to take driver's licenses away from illegal aliens. The reason they did that was because some of those people who flew those planes into the World Trade Center had what licenses? From the state of Virginia. So Virginia said, you know what? We're doing something wrong. Let's stop giving these licenses to people who are not here legally. I like the words that were said by the House version sponsor of the bill, Mr. Albo of Fairfax County. He said something that is often overlooked when you talk about illegal immigration. He said, quote, "These bills honor legal immigrants who wait in line and follow the rules," unquote. Isn't that the truth, folks? We should be talking more about the legal folks who do it by the book and not by some clown that just gets up, packs up his bag, laces up his shoes, and steps across the border because he wants to. No, we should be celebrating those people that come to our country legally and do it as we want them to do it, the legal fashion. But we don't hear about that too often. We really don't. Right now in the state of Virginia, like many other states, the government workers do not require verification of legal presence when benefits are requested. Well, now guess what? They'll have to. And, of course, you knew this was coming. There's the same old opposition from the Democrats. They're whining, sniveling, crying, belly aching about how they thought this thing was too vague and could possibly hurt those, quote, awaiting notification of their immigration status, unquote. Give me a break. Give me a break. Delegate Brian J. Moran, he gets the Idiot of the Week award, folks, when he said that he opposed the measure because it could, quote, be costly and burdensome for state workers to verify whether they are helping illegal aliens. He also said, quote, "All we're doing is placing an unnecessary and substantial burden on legal U.S. citizens and constituents," unquote. Now, let me see if I can get this right. The state of Virginia has been spending millions of dollars a year on benefits to illegal aliens, benefits they shouldn't get and have no right to. But that wasn't any kind of substantial burden. Oh no, not that. But now we're asking the government workers who scrutinize Americans with a fine-tooth comb to maybe start scrutinizing illegal aliens the same way. And they're already on the clock. They are in the employ of the Virginia citizens and constituents. So we're asking them to scrutinize illegal aliens. And it is a substantial burden. I don't get it. They've been raping that state with taking money away from it. Now we're asking people to check on their status, and that's a burden? This guy's an idiot. And then we got the ACLU. You know, they're always going to jump in. Kent Willis, director of Virginia's ACLU. This is what he said, folks. Quote, it's part of the anti-immigrant trend in Virginia, fitting in squarely with all the other bills that reduce the rights to immigrants. This bill affects gainfully employed immigrants. And if they are doing the job, they should enjoy the same benefits, unquote. Let me ask you something, folks. What do you see wrong with this statement from this idiot, Kent Willis, director of Virginia's ACLU? First of all, he used the term immigrant 3 times. He knows damn well that we're not talking about no immigrants. We're talking about illegal aliens. This here bill was written for illegal aliens, not for immigrants, Mr. Willis. You see, the newspaper that publishes is not going to make that distinction. I am. You are stupid. We are not talking about immigrants. 2 separate things here, an illegal alien and an immigrant. Get it right. If you're going to represent the ACLU, get it right. We already know you guys are all stupid, but at least give the premise of having some kind of intelligence. Get it right. Illegal aliens. Repeat after me. Illegal aliens, not immigrants. That's number one that was wrong. Number two, he talks about people who are gainfully employed. This bill doesn't mention anything about being employed. This bill doesn't say anything about workers. It talks about illegal aliens. But now he wants to tie them all to working people so that he can, guess what? Call them undocumented workers. He wants to call them undocumented workers. That's what it is. This is really ridiculous. But guess what? The House and the Senate passed the bill. So we're going to see what happens now. And I want to brag a little bit about my home state, the state of California. I am pounding my chest and patting myself on the back simultaneously, because without us, without the state of California, the Golden State, this would have never happened. There would have been no Prop 187. And without Prop 187, there would have been no Prop 200 in Arizona. And without Prop 200 in Arizona, there would be no Arkansas-type Prop 187 bill that's going through. There would be no Protect Colorado Now. And there would be no illegal immigration reform in the state of Virginia. All of this came from the state of California. And it all came from a small group of people who got together to fight this problem. And we should pat ourselves on the back. Not too long. The patting is done. The pounding is over with. We celebrated long enough. But we did this. And the other states are following in line. And I'm proud of every one of them. And Virginia, you are the latest state that I am proud of. We are all Americans. But we must fix this problem. Let's get it going now. Bravo, Virginia. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Hon, have you figured out the bills yet?
Things have been hard since the baby.
I've been looking for a job. It's just been so difficult with the job market. By the way, I don't think we're going to be able to afford the gym with the rent increase.
I'm heartbroken.
Hey, it bothers me that we can't afford the gym, a house, and a decent neighborhood. I think we should move.
What?
If we moved to Arizona, specifically Phoenix, I hear we could afford a house there.
Whatever, but where are the post-pregnancy craziness?
Actually, that's true. Phoenix is one of the fastest-growing cities. Prices for homes are still affordable, and the job market is excellent. My name is Willa Key, and I am the designated broker of Premier Properties, and have had many years of experience in all areas of residential real estate. I would be so happy to assist you with finding your dream home. Contact me at 602-863-3050 or email at wilyaby2@aol.com.
We'll call 602-863-3050, and so should you.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, and I'm president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. With all the politics surrounding ballot measures claiming to help law enforcement, sometimes we can forget the very real daily acts of heroism by our deputy sheriffs. Almost 2 years ago, Deputy Armand Arevalo was on patrol in Linwood when he observed a suspicious man who turned out to be carrying a .357 Magnum. Rather than submit to a search, the suspect took his own girlfriend hostage and fled on foot. Deputies Hilgendorf, North, and Welch arrived to assist and found the suspect had climbed onto a roof in a residential neighborhood and had opened fire on the deputies and a sheriff's department helicopter. The deputies held their ground, returned fire, and mortally wounded the suspect, who, as it turns out, was a convicted felon on parole. Thanks to the swift and courageous action of these brave and selfless deputies, hardworking families were protected and lives were saved. We owe these deputies a debt of gratitude for a dangerous job well done. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
Folks, you know when it's time to refinance your home, the first thing they're going to tell you you need is an appraisal, and I'm going to tell you where to get it. Our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals. Call them at 818-223-9498. Folks, these are good people. They're fast, friendly, professional. They've helped us stay on the air, so you need to be helping them stay in their business. Get with them. They will get you a great appraisal for your house, and you know what that means, more money in your pocket. Give our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals a call. That number is 818-223-9498. That's 818-223-9498. Everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. They can also hear us live at CRN. That's a cable radio network. That's right, radio on your television. Let me welcome all those good folks tonight at WSRO AM 650 AM Boston, Massachusetts, WLTH AM 1370 Gary, Indiana, KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona, the great K-Dawn 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada, KGTK 920 AM Seattle, and KLO 1430 AM Salt Lake City. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out, but don't forget you get back all that you give and sometimes a little bit more. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. And let me say something, folks. Not since George Bush Jr. has a horriblest clown earned the dishonor of 2 weeks in a row. But we've got a real winner, excuse me, loser this week, Governor Mike Huckabee of Arkansas. This is the clown of the century, folks. Very seldom when doing the most horriblest clown of the week do I actually get physically angry. But I got angry this week, and I'm going to tell you why. Last week, they debated in Arkansas a House bill, 1525. This was a bill that would give in-state tuition rates and taxpayer-funded state scholarships to illegal aliens. There were many idiotic things said by those who passed this bill, 63-31. But, oh, Governor Huckabee, a Republican, to those of you out there who think the Republicans are so great, had the most outlandish statement of this new millennium. He compared, get ready, folks, he compared granting these, quote, rights, unquote, to illegal aliens to what happened at Central High School at Little Rock in 1957. That's right. That was the desegregation of the Arkansas School District. This was a momentous event for the United States of America. Now, speaking of the reps who passed the bill, old Governor Huck said, quote, they took a stand that Arkansas can be proud of, and I think if we had taken a similar one in 1957, it would have made us proud for a long, long time, unquote. I would vehemently ask old Governor Huckabee, how dare you compare the struggle of black folks who had in 1957 been fighting for almost 100 years for their rights to people to compare them to people here illegally who have invaded our country. How dare you make that comparison? We were legal citizens of this country. We were liberated slaves who had been brought here illegally. We had rights, and you're going to compare us to some damn invader who walked across our border uninvited and is raping this country like locusts. Are you going to tell me that there's any comparison to that, Governor Huckabee? You are an idiot, and I'm going to say something worse. You are a racist to even do that, and it's wrong. And folks, let me tell you something else. There was a state rep, some black woman, I won't even mention her sorry name on the air. She was with it too, handkerchief head, Aunt Jemima type. You know what I'm talking about? There, she was with it too, but this clown stepped up and made this comparison, and that angers me. As a black person, it angers me, but it should anger every American in this country when they make that kind of comparison that an illegal alien is the same as an American black freedom fighter. Give me a break, Mr. Huckabee, with your barefooted, dirt between your toes, hayseed in your hair, tobacco chewing, outhouse having, chicken plucking, sorry butt. You are the most horriblest clown of the week. All right, folks, let us get right to our guest. Gentlemen, I have the utmost respect for. Let me calm down here real quick so he doesn't think I'm a raving lunatic. Glenn Spencer. Glenn, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, listen, Terry. I'm speechless. But let me just say, before we get started, go Walter Moore, beat the L.A. Times.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's got the papers against him. He's got everybody. You know, usually, Glenn, you run and you have just the opponents against you. This guy's got the local paper here, folks, and those of you across the country, a lot of times, as we call it, is against Walter Moore, Republican running for mayor here. And, you know, I don't endorse anybody, but let's be fair about this. The guy should have a fair shot. They don't even mention him in the paper. It's really sad.
They don't even mention him in the paper.
Nope, they don't. Glenn, what's going on down your way?
Terry, I'm talking to you right now from what will be, in about 3 days, my new habitat. I'm out in an RV parked in front of my new home, 1,000 feet north of the border, in Smuggle Alley, Highway 101. And I'm right here in this corridor for smuggling. If we're interrupted by drug smugglers racing by, forgive me.
Yeah, just put us on hold, Glenn, while you hammer it down there.
But, you know, Terry, you know, you've long said, if you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. But I'll tell you, with this Minuteman project coming up, looks like a lot of people are beginning to pay attention.
They really are, Glenn. They really are. And it's, you know, a lot of people are against the Minuteman project. I'm not. I think it's positive. I think if they handle it correctly and keep it the way it should be, you know, I think it's going to be a positive thing. I just hate the way that now the people are trying to get an ordinance. They have to follow this ordinance and everything. You know, this guy down there who's making this big stink about the state ordinance that needs to be followed. I wonder, does he make an ordinance about the illegals that inhabit garages in the state of Arizona? Or maybe when there are 20 and 30 of them to a two-bedroom house. Does he say anything about that? You know,
well,
it really angers me.
Yeah, we're learning a great deal as I've been down here for about 2.5 years now. There is an undercurrent of opposition to any border control, and I think a lot of it comes out of people like the Southern Poverty Law Center, Morris Bees, and others.
Scum.
But let me tell you something, that this is a groundswell. I have warned that this Minuteman project does run risks, but on balance, it is worth the effort because it's going to focus the national media's attention on this problem.
I agree. I really agree with that, Glenn. And one thing I want to say as a disclaimer to you, you didn't ask me to say this, but I see these articles all the time. They talk about the border vigilantes. Well, guess what? The word vigilante is not a four-letter word to me. I have no problem with the word. If our government doesn't do the job, somebody's going to go down and do it for them now, and that's a good thing. But they always want to lump you in there and say, yeah, Glenn Spencer's organization, American Border Patrol, is down there apprehending illegals. Glenn, you have never done that. You are down there collecting information. You are down there reporting on what you see in an attempt to help the Border Patrol, but you don't go down there and stop anybody. Am I correct?
Well, that's right, Terry. And what we have done is try to show how technology can be used to solve this problem.
Absolutely.
Now, when we got started 5 years ago, when I had a meeting down here in Sierra Vista 5 years ago, we were pointing out the fact that Fort Huachuca, which is right here on the border, is the home base for training unmanned aerial vehicle operators. Now, I want to make something very clear here. We had started flying UAVs almost 2 years ago, and it was a year after that that the Border Patrol started using the Hermes. Now, I don't know if you heard about this, but on February 7th, it was reported in Aviation Today, one of the most prestigious and respected publications on the Internet as it relates to aviation, that Paul Olsky, the head of essentially the coordinating aviation head for the Department of Homeland Security, reported that last summer the three Hermes UAVs in a three-month period spotted, now listen to this, 853,000 border crossers.
Wow.
853,000. Now, this I have reported this on the national news, on CNN. I was on a national program on Saturday. This has not been retracted. Now, this is the truth. What they have just reported, what this guy Olsky spilled the beans, is that the Border Patrol has the technology that we suspected would work, and it is working, to see just about everybody coming across the border. They know where they are, they know exactly where they are, and they could go apprehend them. But they don't have the resources. Now, I want to make this very clear. Let's make this an extremely important from a historic standpoint, why are the Minutemen coming to Cochise County? What are they going to do here? They're going to be the eyes of the Border Patrol. They're not going to apprehend anybody. They're just going to report them.
Right.
But American Border Patrol has already established, by forcing them to put these UAVs in the air, that the Border Patrol already has the technology to see everybody down there. They know where they are.
Oh, sure they do.
Well, why aren't they? Why don't? How can some get through and others not? Because they don't have the resources to stop them.
And I also think they don't have the will to stop them, Glenn.
That is correct.
You know,
and
that,
so
that's
what
the major
these,
problem.
So let's understand something. That our effort down here has established beyond any reasonable doubt that the Border Patrol knows where all of these people are crossing. They could go out if they had the resources and apprehend them.
Yes, they could.
But they don't have the resources, and there is no political will in Washington. Now, I hope that the Minuteman Project will help add that political will.
I do too, Glenn. I think this is a good vehicle for all of us. Like you said in your opening statement, this is going to get the attention of the media. They love this kind of stuff. Well, I applaud Jim Gilchrist for going down there and doing it, because he's going to get the media attention that a lot of us haven't been able to get, and that's what's important. We've got to make them see us before they're going to pay attention. And I think it's a positive thing. I hope nothing gets out of hand, which I don't think it will. All these stories about armed militias and all this stuff is not true. I know a lot of those people are going down there. They're just regular folks like you and I. We're not going down there looking for a fight. We're going down there to point at a problem that needs to be pointed at and hope that the rest of the country will see it.
Well, we're going to be playing a more important role. You know, we got thrown out of our where I was living here about 4.5 months ago, and I have been working very hard to get into a new facility. Now, I have to be careful with what I say, because if I say this is American Border Patrol headquarters, they're going to come down on me with those zoning regulations that they're now trying to hit everybody else on. This is my residence. I will be staying here and reporting in the future right from the border. But you cannot believe the barriers they have thrown against me. They don't want, there's a very powerful forces that oppose anyone who wants to shut that border down. And we have seen it over the years, haven't we?
Yes, we have, Glenn. Yes, we have.
And it's not about to stop. And so I would say that, by the way, we're going to have our little open house here next Saturday. We're going to be reporting here with some new technology that we're going to be unveiling next week. And I look forward to the Minuteman Project coming down here. And I will tell the people who are listening to this, this is going to be very interesting. Yeah. It is risky. I want to tell you something, and I have said at the outset, because I have been contacted. We have some information that there may be some people coming down who were sort of independent contractors.
Well, you know, this can happen with anything we do. You know what I mean? So we're going to keep that under control. That's not going to be a problem. I'm sure Jim is going to watch out for that and make sure.
Jim is a good guy.
He really is. Glenn, I got a hard break coming up. Can you hold on?
Sure.
I get you back right after the break. I want to, before we go to break, I want to tell folks, I continue to play this clip every week. This is Senor Navarro, and this is telling you exactly what he thinks of your country. Notice when he says, a nation within a nation. That's important.
These are the critical years for us as a Latino community. We're in the state of transition, and that transformation is called the browning of America. Latinos are now becoming the majority. Because I know the time and history is on the side of the Chicano Latino community. It is changing in the future and in the present to balance the power of this nation. It's a game of power. Who controls it? You are like the generals that command armies. We're in a state of war. This Proposition 187 is a declaration of war against the Latino Chicano community of this country. They know the demographics, they know that history and time is on our side, as one community, as one people, as one nation within a nation, as the community that we are, the Chicano Latino community of this nation. What this means is a transfer of power. It means control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work. You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
And let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stop the FTAA.org and keep American jobs in America.
Okay, folks, this is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. Let me get back to Glenn. Glenn, I just got a couple of seconds here. I didn't want to leave you real quick. I wanted to be able to say a few things to you before we go. We got a full board. I want to try to get to some of the callers. But, you know, I know you don't like this kind of stuff, Glenn, but I got to say it. We applaud you for your courage and your stick-to-itiveness going down into the border, down there to the hot the hot zone, down to the combat zone. You went down there and you put yourself on the line. And we want to thank you for that, because you were fighting a pretty good fight right here in Sherman Oaks. But you decided to go down there where the battleground was. And there's not a lot of people that would do that. And I'm going to just say for all of us, we appreciate it. We really do.
Well, I just want to say this, if I can, Terry. We've been for 2 years now putting live images border crossers up on the internet, and we've done it over and over and over again. And if the Minutemen people have been watching that for a couple of years, and that helps stimulate them to try to take direct action, I'd like to think that we've helped out in some.
Oh, I'm sure you have. Absolutely.
But I just want to also underline the idea that 854,000 border crossers picked up by the UAVs on the Border Patrol tells the story. They know where they are.
Oh, yeah.
They know how to solve the problem, and it's only going to be the pressure from the American people and people like Terry Anderson that's going to make them do the job.
All right, Glenn, we appreciate what you do for the country, and thanks for taking the time and coming on our humble radio show. All right, buddy, you take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, Glenn. Glenn Spencer, American Deluxe. What a guy. I really applaud what he's doing down there. Let us get to the phones now. Let's go to Wendy calling from Northridge, California. Wendy, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Well, this
This Republican was in a central committee meeting this Thursday, this last Thursday, and
right.
the head of L.A. County, Linda Boyd, said that the legal immigration was a federal problem and not a state of California problem. And I told her it's a state of California problem and that the governor could put the National Guard on the border.
Yes.
It's law.
Yes. Yes. Today.
Today. Now, when Mary Tolman ran L.A. County, things ran good, but they have a new woman in there, and they're just, she's more interested in, you know, voter registration. But, you know, people aren't going to vote for Republicans if they're not doing the job.
No, they shouldn't.
Right.
Shouldn't vote for any party if they're not doing the job.
Absolutely.
All this, you know, Wendy, all this partisan voting, I'm voting straight Republican ticket.
I hear you.
My mother-in-law, God bless her, she was a sweet lady, but she would vote straight Democrat, man. She didn't care who was running, except Kathleen Brown. She did vote for Pete Wilson when she heard Pete Wilson talk about illegal immigration. That was the thing that did get her attention. But a lot of people are that way. They vote straight ticket, and they're not going to vote for a Democrat, or they're not going to vote for a Republican. That is so counterproductive to this country. It really is.
I totally hear you, but you know, I just want you to know that there are people in, around like me that just stick up for the issues, and, you know, I don't care if it steps on a few toes or not. We're just telling the truth.
I wear spike shoes so I can step on the toes. You know what I mean?
I hear
size
you.
Size 11 and a half. All right, Wendy, thanks for the call, kid. You take care.
Listen, Tara.
Uh-huh.
I've got G. Edward Griffin coming in this Thursday at the forum.
Okay, give us a number.
Okay, 818-385-4003.
All right, folks, Wendy puts on the Granada Forum out there. Really, really great, great speakers. Give her a shot. Go on out there and see what's going on. Thanks, Wendy.
God bless, Terry.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Evelyn calling from Irvine. Evelyn, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hello, Terry. I have something to say about a lady you know a little bit about.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Gloria Molina.
Wow.
You know something about Gloria. Well, I met a man who was a police officer at Mission College in the 70s. It's a junior college in San Fernando. And he said that he arrested Gloria Molina twice in the 70s, once for breaking and entering, and another time for disturbing the peace. There was a school meeting there at Mission College, and after everyone was in, the doors were closed, and Gloria couldn't get in. So she went around the outside of the building, forced open a window, and started crawling inside.
Are you kidding me?
He said he dragged her out in cufflinks.
Ah.
Another time he arrested her for interrupting a school meeting, disturbing the peace, and he dragged her out again in whatchamacallit, you know, the handcuffs.
Handcuffs. Mm-hmm.
So he said at that time she was a member of La Raza, Gloria Molina. Now, for breaking in a window and climbing in, can you see how this aggressive behavior has landed Molina in the powerful position she's in?
I have seen the arrogance and the way she speaks when she's at these meetings for the county supervisors. She's a very arrogant, haughty, puffed-up person. And yeah, none of this surprises me, none of it. None at all.
Well,
unbelievable.
I would like to see her dragged off in handcuffs, but anyway, you know, she is on that CD that you have, too.
Yes, yeah.
She has a speech on it. Okay, thanks, Terry.
All right, that's good stuff, Evelyn. We really appreciate it. Take care.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Michael calling from Santa Monica. Michael, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, good evening, Terry. How you doing?
Hey, okay.
Thanks for having the show, Matt. I mean, this is a great forum for Americans to be able to climb out of their little holes and give a shout out to other Americans to let them know what the hell's going on. Listen, there was a thing on TV today. I don't know if anybody saw it. Tavis Smiley put together a bunch of black people, and they had this forum where they all got together and they talked, and they said some very quote unquote intelligent things about how they should get their lives back together and how they have to work together in unity, and they could make all these things happen. They could educate their children. But the one thing they didn't mention was the invasion of illegal aliens in their neighborhoods. Their neighborhoods are the ones that are hit first. I know my neighborhood was hit. I mean, you know your neighborhood was hit. We see it every day with our children being pushed out of schools, the hospitals in our neighborhoods closing. And I didn't hear any of these people mention this, not even Not even just
it's kind of a taboo. It's kind of a taboo,
you know?
Kind of a taboo subject, especially with somebody like Tavis Smiley. He's definitely not on our team.
Well, I don't, to Americans, Black Americans out there right now in America, I have one thing to say, nigga, please open your eyes and pay attention to what's going on, because this is an invasion.
It's exactly
nothing shorter than that.
It is exactly an invasion. It's exactly an invasion. And if anybody doesn't see it, something is wrong with them. This is some, see what people don't understand, why the Black community is so in an uproar. They may not have mentioned it at that meeting, but I was at a meeting in Leimert Park where they did, where there was about 50 Black folks there that were hot. They were ready to fight about it. And I'm going to tell you why, because our area is hit second. First area is the American Hispanic area. That's where the illegals go first, because the language is the same language. But those people suffer first, the American Hispanics. Then it's us. They come to the ghetto. They come there to take what we have, and they're doing a very, very, very proficient job of doing that. So
the jobs are gone.
Yeah, the jobs are gone. The housing.
The tradesmen and the journeymen.
Gone. Gone.
They're looking for something else to do.
Gone.
They have to go back to college because they can't
Michael,
do what they've been done.
And Michael, you can't get Jesse Jackson or Tavis Smiley or anybody. What they will tell you is that we need to educate ourselves and get above it. Well, you know what? That's all well and good. That's fine. But what about that guy that needs that street sweeping job or that janitorial job or that bricklaying job? That guy needs to put food on the table today. And he might go to night school and go to college to better himself, but he still needs to work today for the food that he needs for tomorrow. And they're so quick to talk about education, but there are American people who need to be janitors. I'm sorry, Black, white, all different races. There are people who are suited to be just janitors. Why are we giving that end of our labor structure away to illegal aliens? We should not be giving that away because, quote, we need to be educated, unquote. That is stupid. It is elitist. And it's wrong. We shouldn't have these people here at any level of society.
It's being taken away. That's the thing. Black people, you listen, brothers, sisters, we've been through a lot already. There's a lot of things that we've had to do to get where we are, that we had promises for our children that they wouldn't have to go through the things that our mothers and fathers had to go through to put us where we are today. John Quincy Adams said one thing. If he said anything, he said one thing. He says, you will never know how much it has cost my generation to preserve your freedom, and I hope you will make good use of it. And we have to do that for our children, for our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. We have to provide for them, and the only way we can do it right now, what are we going to have left for them in 10 years?
Nothing.
We have to open our eyes, brothers, please.
All right,
don't,
Michael.
Don't depend on your politicians. You've got to do it yourself.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
You're welcome. Thanks. Keep on.
All right. Let's go to Keith calling from Los Angeles. Keith, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Mr. Anderson. Good to talk to you. Great show. I just wanted to pretty much piggyback on the last call. Black people, wake up. Wake up. We have to do something about this issue. They got to jump on this issue. This is the most important thing that's going on. I drive down the streets of L.A. and just see what's out there, all these illegal aliens, the kids fighting in school. Instead of fighting, sit back, write a letter to your congressman, to the president, something, put a paper trail on these people. The parents, they need to get in contact with their congresspeople.
I agree,
write them,
Keith.
Email them, whatever they can do.
Keith, all of those things you said are important, and one more. We need to start dialoguing, and I don't want to make this a racial thing, but, you know, I live in a Black community, so we're going to have to dialogue with each other. We have got to be more vocal about this. I'm talking about in the grocery store. I'm talking about in the liquor store. I'm talking about in the barbershop. I'm talking about everywhere we go, wash house, wherever we at. We need to talk about this with our neighbors and point out, because you find, Keith, that there's people out here who have the same feeling that we have and think they are the only ones who think that way.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to let them know that there are others who see this. This is the number one thing facing this our community now. Yeah, we got other problems. We got unwed young ladies. We got fatherless families. We got all of that. Now, I'll make no excuses for it.
Mm-hmm.
But what I will say, as far as us working and having a livelihood, if we don't do something about these illegal aliens, we won't be able to send a young man into the job market.
That's right.
Get an entry-level job. It's over with for us. It is over. This is the first city in the history of the United States of America where we, as Black folks, will become extinct.
And that is coming very soon. And those other people are laughing at us because we are embracing them. We are talking about how we're all people of color and how we're all minorities. We are embracing them when they are not embracing us.
That's
now,
right.
I'm not talking about turning against Hispanic people. That's not what I mean. I'm talking about illegal aliens. And we must separate illegal aliens from the Hispanic community.
That's
we
right.
must separate illegal aliens from the legal immigrant community. We must make those distinctions. And when Hispanics start talking about, well, why are you so hard on us? You ask them, are you an illegal? If you're an illegal, I'm hard on you. If you're not, I'm not talking about you. Move on.
That's right.
That's what we got to do. Thank you for the call,
hey,
man.
Can
I really
mention my immigration meeting?
Absolutely.
Every month I have an immigration control meeting, fourth Thursday of the month. Anyone interested, contact me at SMIC_2005@yahoo.com. Thank you, Mr. Anderson.
Okay, Keith, thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let us go to Nelson, calling from Whittier. Nelson, what do you hear? What do you say?
Thank you for paying tribute to my father, who has been a long-time 96-year-old fighter against illegal aliens.
96-year-old patriot American.
You bet.
It was my pleasure.
Anyway, I'm sending you a check in the morning. First, this is going to be for $20. That's
That'll
all
work.
I can afford right
That'll
now.
Work.
But you know what? There are going to be other checks.
We appreciate it.
The reason why is, you know what? I need to have your program on the air. I'm a public school teacher. I teach special ed. I've been in public school for 20 years. I can tell you what illegal aliens have done for this country.
They have ruined it, Nelson.
Well, I get paid $75,000 a year. Now, I have a lot of expenses, but I can tell you the reason why, you just think about that. I have 12 students in my classroom, all of which are illegal. Can you imagine the services that are paid just for that?
Oh, you know what I tell people all the time, Nelson? They talk about, well, these people pay taxes. Yeah, where? At the Walmart? You know what I mean?
They pay taxes.
Yeah, the only taxes they pay is sales tax, which is nothing. If a guy has got two kids, which that would put him in the Guinness Book of Records if he only had two children. But let's say he's got two kids. That's $7,500 per child. That's 15 grand right off the bat. That's 15 grand he owes the state of California before they do anything else. If that kid gets sick, the bill goes up. If they're getting WIC, the bill goes up. If they're getting food stamps, the bill goes up. Section 8 housing, AFDC, all of this runs up the bill. But with two kids, we got a $15,000 deficit right off the bat. Now, what illegal alien do you know that is paying $15,000 annually in taxes? Answer is none.
None.
Zero.
You know, the reason I'm making so much money, 75 grand, and I'm so poor, is because my property taxes are so high, and I send my daughter to a private school, not a public school.
Good for you.
The reason I put her in a private school is because the public schools are all watered down. They teach an ELD, which is English Language Development. They have nothing but problems with discipline.
Nelson, it's like that through the whole school district, and now we've got riots in the schools. They're happening every day. The news people won't report it. It's just a hostile environment, and I applaud you for what you're doing. I know a lot of other people that teach in the L.A. City School District and stuff. I got to go, buddy. I got to pull
board. Thank you, my friend. I'll
All right,
send you
Nelson.
The check in the morning.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it, Nelson. We need it. You take
Thanks.
Care.
Bye.
All right, let's go to George calling from Whittier. Not much time, folks. George, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Kerry, just piggybacking on what Nelson just said, I want people to vote no. This is in the Lowell Joint School District in Whittier. There is a proposition called Measure B on the ballot to raise our taxes.
Always vote no.
Always
any,
vote
any
no.
Any proposition to raise money on homeowners or anybody else, vote no.
Vote
Always
no.
vote no, because if you throw these damn illegal aliens out of the country, you wouldn't have to raise a damn thing.
That's
so
exactly.
Vote no. Always vote no.
Always vote no. I called the superintendent of schools. He said they didn't have a problem with illegals. And then their attorney sent me a note, said there's no specific educational code or government section. The United States Supreme Court in Plyer versus Doe held the public schools must educate all students residing in the school district, including illegal aliens.
And that's why we wanted to get Prop 187 back to the Supreme Court so we could get a new ruling on that. We got a new court since Plyler versus Doe, and we want to get a new ruling on that, George, so we can see how they feel about it now. Because at that time, Plyler versus Doe could not prove that there was harm being done to the school district. Well, look what, buddy, we can prove it now. Well, lots
of harm.
Well,
I called the superintendent back, and I told him, do you realize there are 284, what they call, number of English learners by language in that school district? Not the couple he told me about. He said, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can do something. Well, I'll tell you, I did something. If I sound a little tired, I spent the whole day on the streets talking to people, handing out flyers, trying to stop this thing. So anybody listening, get involved. You can make a difference. Get out there, hit the streets. It's Measure B. It's in the Lowell Joint School District.
No on Measure B. No on Measure B and no on anything else where they're asking for money. No, and underline that and write one more time, no.
Thank you,
always,
sir.
No. Thanks, George.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Preston calling from Sun Valley, California. Preston, what do you say? Not much time.
How you doing? Two or three weeks ago, you had a politician on that was supposed to be on the right side of this issue, and he says, you know, the politicians are beginning to understand. I laughed so hard, I fell off my chair and spilled my Chivas Regal. You know, after...
At least he drinks good stuff.
After 20 million illegal aliens and 30 years, they're just now beginning to understand.
Preston, it is a little late.
Let me tell you something. This issue is over. I can go all day without meeting anybody that was born here in America. You know, what we should be worried about is these people are so powerful. The oligarchy, that means a government run by a few, they're so powerful, they can bypass laws, politicians.
Well,
they own politicians.
Preston,
they own all the police.
Preston,
they can do anything they want.
Preston,
and you know what?
Preston, you're going to have to take a breath here. I agree with what you're saying about the oligarchy and everything else. But this issue is not over with because there's parts of this country where they are just beginning to be invaded. And those are the people that need to stand up and fight now so it doesn't end up looking like Los Angeles. Am I wrong?
Well, let me put it this way. They control the police, the politician, the courts. What are they going to do next? Once labor is not worth anything, what's next? Slavery? No,
well,
that's because it's against the law.
No, they have brought slaves in here. That's exactly what they're doing, is bringing in slave labor. And you will hear people like Larry Elder and other talk show hosts who advocate for slave labor because they want people to come in here and work for 50 cents an hour or free if possible. But no, it's not over, Preston. And let me tell you something. I agree with what that politician said. These people are waking up. These politicians are seeing it. Yeah, it's a little late, but it's not a laughing matter. See, you laughing. It's not a laughing matter to me. I believe that we need to get serious on this thing, and the only way to do it is to fight it. You cannot lay down and say it's over. That's the coward's way out, man.
Let me tell the brothers something. My mother said, a good run is better than a bad stand. Let me tell you something. This issue, the boss man, he wants slave labor. He's going to get it.
Well, we ain't going to let him have it. You may want to abdicate, brother, but not me. I'm not giving to him. Preston, thanks for the call. Appreciate your call. Well, I'm not giving it to him. I'm not going to abdicate just because he wants it. You know, that's kind of like that's kind of like shining a little bit. You know what I mean? You got to fight this thing, man. You can't just say what the boss man wants. What do you want? What are you willing to do? How much of your behind are you putting on the line? Because I got mine out here, brother. And I think we all need to do that. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Olin. Calling from Culver City. Olin, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
In the last Mexican Revolutionary War, the Mexicans killed all the black slaves that the Spanish had brought to Mexico and killed some Chinese, too. Now, this Antonio Villagrosa has the most TV ads for mayor of Los Angeles of any candidate I've seen. But I heard that he's a reconquista for Mexico.
Metro member. Oh, I love one of his commercials, Olin, where he walks up and talks real nice to the black lady. They, you know, she's the token there. They got her there, and he talks to her, holding her little child, and makes it look like he really cares. My question to him would be, are you going to be a mayor for Los Angeles, or are you going to be mayor for Mexicans? You know, that's what I want to know. Is it just Mexicans that's going to get something, or do all of us get something? Because if you're just for Hispanics, you're not for me.
Well, I'm afraid the Mexican reconquistas might start a riot or a revolutionary war here.
I welcome it.
Well,
I welcome it, Olin, because you know why? If that's what it takes, that's what it takes.
Well, it looks like the big money is supporting Villagrosa because of all these TV ads. So he's got a lot of support there.
All right, Olin. You're probably right. We'll see what happens. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you.
Let's go to Carrar, calling from the Wilshire District of Los Angeles. Carrar, not much time, buddy.
I want to say that I called KJLH, and I asked them when they're going to address this issue of these attacks on black children in the high schools.
It's happening every day, Carrar, every day.
You know, they try to defend themselves. In fact, for a moment, they wouldn't speak, and I asked them, is it because it's not white people doing the attack?
That's what it is,
and
Carrar.
And that's when they started speaking. You could actually hear them murmuring, some of the people murmuring, oh, we are talking about it, but
Carrar, let me ask you a question. If this was white kids attacking black kids, what do you think Maxine Waters and Diane Watson would be saying?
They would be up there every moment.
Every day.
Every moment.
You're absolutely right. They would be screaming their lungs out about it, about talking about the KKK. We got the Klan with the tan. It's no difference. There's no difference whatsoever. But because it's not white people, they don't want to hear it. I mean, I just don't get it. I really don't get it.
And tell that brother not to give up like he's giving up.
No, that's what I'm
not.
And I'm not either, Carrar. And I, Preston, I appreciate you calling. I didn't mean to be hard on you, but you know, you're laughing and you're treating it like it's a joke. It's not a joke.
This is not you, the
caller you were mentioning. And he was laughing, and it's not funny. You know, to me, we got to fight for this. I'll fight for anything. I'll fight for anything I believe in, Carrar.
It's very serious, and it may adapt into what everybody thinks it might not adapt into.
I agree. All right, Carrar, thanks for the call. Thank you, sir. Let's go to Jim calling from Laguna Hills. Jim, not much time at all. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Terry.
Yes, sir.
First of all, I'd like to say Viva La Migra.
Viva La Migra.
Yeah. And second of all is, are you going to the Angry Mob March in Washington, D.C. in April?
I'm going. We're trying to arrange it now. But, yeah, I'm going to go. We're going to do the show from there.
Okay, it's going to be awesome, man.
Yeah,
I'm going to try to make it there, but... not 100% sure that I can.
I just hope this doesn't turn into a media event for Clear Channel. You know, I hope this becomes something for everybody because I'm going and there's a lot of other people going. I don't want this to be a political thing at all. I don't think it will be. I applaud Roger Hedgecock. It's his deal. It's not John and Ken's deal.
Yeah.
Roger Hedgecock started this and John and Ken joined in. And I applaud them also. But I think Mark Edwards may go from Las Vegas. We'll see. But I think it's going to be an awesome deal. We're going to get a lot of press coverage. So we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Thank you for the call, Jim. I really appreciate it, buddy. You take
Thanks.
Care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Folks, I want to remind you, I am on every Wednesday night on KDON. That's 7:20 a.m. You can go to our website. That's from Las Vegas. I co-host the Mark Edwards Show every Wednesday night at 10 o'clock. So you can go to our website and link up and listen to it from there. I want to remind you, this week with the swings, we've got Bad Karma Part 1 and Breakdance. Good stuff. Stick around for everything Sunday Night Folk with Jimmy K. And I want to thank you callers that are still on the line that can't get to you. I'll get to you next week. I'm sorry. These lines just go crazy. I want to thank my engineer, Mike Reed, engineer Deluxe. And I want to thank my producer, Les Blinghorn, for working the phones tonight. And I want to remind you folks, need your help to stay on the air. Please, please, please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We still have the Terry Anderson Show calendars. I have not, as of yet, seen any of them on eBay, but I check every day. Trust me on that. I want to remind you folks of those three websites we talk about every week. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week. As usual, attempting to articulate that popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite
Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle